Savitri, from the top of page 99 to the top of page 101. If earth were all and this were not in her, thought could not be, nor life delight's response. Only material forms could then be her guests, driven by an inanimate world force. Earth, by this golden superfluity, bore thinking man in more than man shall bear. This highest scheme of being is our cause, and holds the key to our ascending fate. It calls out of our dense mortality the conscious spirit nursed in matter's house. The living symbol of these conscious planes, its influences in godheads of the unseen, its unthought logic of reality's acts, arisen from the unspoken truth in things, have fixed our inner life's slow scale degrees. Its steps are paces of the soul's return from the deep adventure of material birth, a ladder of delivering ascent and rungs that nature climbs to deity. Once in the vigil of a deathless gaze, these grades had marked her giant downward plunge, the wide and prone leap of a godhead's fall. Our life is a holocaust of the supreme, the great world mother by her sacrifice has made her soul the body of our state. Accepting sorrow and unconsciousness, divinity's lapse from its own splendors wove the many-patterned ground of all we are. An idol of self is our mortality. Our earth is a fragment and a residue. Her power is packed with the stuff of greater worlds, and steeped in their color lusters, dimmed by her drowse. An atavism of higher births is hers. Her sleep is stirred by their buried memories, recalling the lost spheres from which they fell. Unsatisfied forces in her bosom move. They are partners of her greater growing fate in her return to immortality. They consent to share her doom of birth and death. They kindle partial gleams of the all and drive her blind, laborious spirit to compose a meager image of the mighty whole. The calm and luminous intimacy within approves her work and guides the unseen power. His vast design accepts a puny start, an attempt, a drawing half done as the world's life. Its lines doubt their concealed significance. Its curves join not the high-intended close, yet some first image of greatness trembles there, and when the ambiguous crowded parts have met, the many-toned unity to which they moved, the artist's joy shall laugh at reason's rules. The divine intention suddenly shall be seen. The end vindicate intuition's sure technique. A graph shall be of many meeting worlds, a cube and union crystal of the gods. A mind shall think behind nature's mindless mask. A conscious vast fill the old dumb brute space. This faint and fluid sketch of soul called man shall stand out on the background of long time. A glowing epitome of eternity, a little point, reveal the infinitudes, a mystery's process is the universe. At first was laid a strange, anomalous base, a void, a cipher of some secret hole, where zero held infinity in its sum, and all and nothing were a single term, an eternal negative, a matrix not. Into its forms the child is ever born, who lives forever in the vasts of God.